It's Tuesday, August 16th, 2022. I'm J. Samuel Deal, and this is The Hidden Node. Dog Days, a podcasting edition. Today, we're visiting The Living Blockade, an NPC designed for fantasy campaigns. The rumbling rattles the walls again. Someone yelps as the surface they leaned against slides away, revealing a passage to the next room, and a surprised, fanged and clawed thing. The creature coils itself to leap at the party when the wall bends in towards it, snapping it up in a maw of brick and mortar. The party pulls back, suddenly aware of the different sections of the chamber's edge that are moving as the stonework thing drags its meal away. Another deep rumble, and then another surprise lands at the party's lap. The wall apologizes. It is a hunter of dark places. Serpent-like, long, flat, and camouflaged, the living blockade grows in dark places like crypts, cellars, dungeons, burial chambers, any place where it can grow to resemble masonry or carved earth. This one has grown quite large, enough that it has made this once open dungeon a labyrinth of isolated rooms, and navigating this place is going to take delicate negotiation with the creature that is in the walls. The living blockade is a sentient creature, and while its own survival is paramount, it is not without compassion and understanding of the wants and needs of others. It seeks food and the lure of creatures to its dungeon-esque web. Killing commoners and adventurers? This draws trouble and not more food. Beyond that, some may seek to propagate their species, although rare as it brings competition. For a promise of bringing their young far, far away from their parental creature, the blockade may aid parties to their chosen path within their hunting grounds. In fantasy, they're a living snake of stone and earth that has made the walls of this crypt their home, their shell, and their hunting ground. In deep space, they're a station that has gained control of their own vast body and may manipulate parties to help with some function or antagonist deep within their hull. In ages of legend, they're the great hive of stone that has taken over the city's sewers and hunts the dark places while the world above slumbers. A place as an ally or a foe. A creature so vast yet hidden. The living blockade is a puzzle NPC whose mood shifts as the party slides through their territory. A being whose hunger will overcome all other desires, whose maw is getting ever closer. This was actually one of the earliest concepts I came up with for this NPC series. I wanted to wait a bit before I started getting into very specialized NPCs, but the idea of a creature that is the dungeon's walls, without necessarily being something like a wall creature, like in D&D or things like that, but something that is a natural creature in the setting, I thought would be kind of cool. Especially if it's smart enough to know what to hunt and what not to hunt, what type of things it wants to consume within its lair versus the adventurers who have come forth and who might draw more trouble if they go missing. The audio portion of this episode is shared on a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 4.0 International License. Sounds and music are provided by Sirenscape's Dungeon Depth sound set. Please see the website for individual song and sound usage. The text for this episode is shared under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License. Have a good time with the character, and let me know if you use them for something. Until tomorrow, bye-bye.